The recently built penitentiary in Croix de Bouquet, outside Port-au-Prince, was funded by Canada and was hailed as a modern facility. But the breakout may well have had more to do with Haiti's justice culture than with its jail security. The most prominent fugitive was Clifford Brandt, a wealthy Haitian awaiting trial on kidnapping charges. Haiti experts point out that the investigation into the escapes is already focused on whether Brandt paid off guards or other officials inside the prison.
About 80% of the people in Haiti's prisons have not been convicted of anything. And a lot of the reasons why people are spending that much time in prison is to create a market for bribes for prosecutors and judges and lawyers to profit from.
Brian Kincannon heads the Institute for Justice and Democracy in Haiti, based in Boston. He says donor countries like Canada and the United States need to focus on professionalizing Haiti's police and courts, not just building new prisons.
It's much harder to change systems, but the reality is you have great hardware, you have great prisons, but you don't have the institutions to run them or the software, and you're really not going to have a sustainable difference.
Tuesday night, the Haitian government said it had captured Brandt. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.